Who are you taking to prom? Today on Podcastmagoria. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Podcastmagoria's Halloween A to Z. My name is James.
And I'm Autumn.
And today, we will be discussing our M movie, M for My Boyfriend's Back.
Woo!
Hey!
A fun one!
Yeah,
hey,
okay.
Something lighthearted, something from my childhood,
yeah.
Yet again.
A little goofy, a little kooky.
Yep. This movie, anytime it was on TV, I was watching.
Not me.
They played it on TBS a lot. Comedy Central, I feel like, played it a lot as well during Halloween. Yeah, this was one I was always tuned in on.
I didn't get to watch this.
And boy, was it great to revisit it, because I forgot how freaking funny this movie is.
I will agree that this movie is funny. So it'll be interesting because, like, you're watching it through nostalgia goggles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm goggle free.
Yeah.
This is seeing it for, like,
this
the first
is
time.
Like, this is a big first, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because usually, like, you have a lot of nostalgia with the same movies.
Yeah. And also, I mean, when it comes to more of, like, the, I would say, novelty horror.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of my wheelhouse.
Yeah, so really surprising you haven't really visited this
one. Nope.
So
all right. This movie came out in 1993. It runs at an hour and 25 minutes. That's kind of that golden spot for horror movies.
Perfect time. Yeah,
yeah, there's no need to go more than that. And yet, a lot of people do. Right off the bat, this movie opens as if we were reading a comic book.
Yeah, I love it.
So I had to look it up because I was like, is this a comic book movie? Nope.
No.
Nope. That's just how they wrote it in the script.
And it's perfect for the beginning of the movie because they use it as a device to give us the background story of these characters.
Yeah.
And so I think it's really clever that they do it this way. And it's really quick, too.
Yes. Yeah, it just explains that how our main character has been in love with the girl since he was a little boy. To further this fact, we get a flashback immediately in the beginning of the movie of him being a little boy and going to her birthday party and wanting to give her a present, but is too timid and gets pushed out of the way.
Yeah.
And so he never gives her the gift.
Yeah. He's obviously really quiet, shy boy, Johnny.
Yeah.
And Missy, the love interest, is an outgoing, like, popular girl. You know, it's that classic, like, high school story.
I will say, though, however, a lot of the language that he uses when describing his obsession with her is a little bit on the red flag side.
Well, hey, you know, it was the 90s. It was cute then.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was like, oh, he's a little too obsessed. Because he doesn't so much talk about how much he loves her and wants to be with her as much as, like, how he wants to own her, that she is his. Like, the way he describes his love for her is if she's his property.
Yeah, and that's very incel.
Yes, yes.
But he seems like a really lovely boy.
Yeah.
Because, like, his main goal here is he wants to take her to prom.
Yes.
He's going to ask her to prom.
Yeah.
He seems like a good kid, though, because as he's making his way through his neighborhood on his way to school, you see all of his neighbors waving at him and excited about seeing him, going, oh, Johnny, there you are. You're such a nice boy. Maybe it's in a cute way that he's obsessing over this girl.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. The movie, pretty much right off the bat, kind of has this, like, John Waters feel to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I want to believe that the person that made this was probably inspired by John Waters a lot.
The crazy thing is that the director is Bob Balaban, which most people would probably best know him as an actor that pops up in, like, pretty much all of the Christopher Guest movies. So like Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show, A Mighty Wind.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
that. Like, I don't think I would have expected this style of film from that particular person.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to be more familiar with him because if this is what's clacking around in his brain, like I'm sold. It's so funny how it's just this like squeaky clean Americana like hairspray.
Yeah,
it's not the 50s. Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just
all the tropes are there.
It has a very cute feel about it. When he arrives at school, he sees his friend Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, it's another one of them situations. Oh, boy. Two boys in high school. Another theme we seem to have this year.
Yeah, another guy that has a best friend named Ed.
Like, right?
Well, complicated friendship, maybe, perhaps.
Yeah. Maybe don't be friends with Eds.
Oh, well, I don't want to throw that out. Sorry, all of our Ed listeners. But yeah, Johnny is very much still deeply in love with Missy and even has this really bizarre dream sequence.
As an audience, we don't know that it's a dream sequence at first. We're just like, wait, what? She does like him? Oh, this is crazy. What is she doing?
Right, yeah.
Because she just like crawls on top of him in the middle of class and starts making out with him. And then, we're like, oh,
yeah,
I get it now.
Because, now it's suddenly they're in a bed together in the gymnasium and all the people are cheering them on. And it's just like, what the fuck? But unfortunately, his dream turns to a nightmare because he has a small unit.
Oh.
After this, we see Johnny in the hall and he's talking to Missy and it's obvious that he's trying to build up the courage to ask her out. As this usually goes in all of these kinds of movies, it does not work out.
Yeah, because we have old Buck and Chuck show up and Buck just happens to be Missy's boyfriend.
That's a complicated situation.
He at least asked her to prom.
Yeah, yeah.
We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Not really sure if they're actually going out, though. Are they?
I don't really get what it's not necessarily important, but their relationship is weird. Johnny and Ed are later talking about a plan to get Missy to fall for Johnny so she'll go to the prom with him. And this plan is not a great one because this plan is ultimately to fake a robbery at the convenience store that she works at. And so Ed's getting into character with his fake gun and stuff, and they're discussing like how it's going to go, where it's like Johnny's going to go in and be talking to her, and then Ed's going to come in as the masked assailant, and then Johnny's going to save the day. Love.
Yeah, but what if Missy had called the cops?
Yeah. What if she's got a shotgun underneath that counter?
So many things could have gone wrong.
Yeah.
And things do go wrong. Not in the way you thought it would, though.
Right. Yeah.
Because they're there at the gas station. Johnny goes in. He's looking at the items. Ed's outside working up the courage to go in and pull this off. But another freaking thief comes up in the exact same outfit. He goes up to Ed and threatens him.
Yeah.
And then goes in and does his own robbery.
Yeah.
So Johnny, thinking that it's Ed, tries to stop him, acting all Mr. Big and Tough, and gets shot.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He ends up taking a bullet for Missy as he's dying. He's like, "You got a problem with me?" Sure. You're going to deny a dying man.
Yeah, right?
Johnny's dead.
Yep. In fact, we see the funeral. Like, they do not waste any time with it.
Yeah.
We're seeing him put in the ground, and then we see him coming out of the ground that night.
Yeah. To the surprise of Murray, the gravekeeper, who...
No, he wasn't surprised.
Oh, that's right. Well,
because he's like, this happens all the time.
That's right. How strange. Also, I don't think Murray's character gets resolved later on. And I'll try to remember what I mean by that for the listener, because I had a working theory as far as who Murray was early on. And so I'll try to remember for me, because I want to poke at
this.
Okay,
well, when we see him again at the end of the film,
yeah,
I'll remember.
Yes, there we go. All right, yeah.
But yeah, I just love how he's just like not shocked at all and yeah. telling him, oh, great, another one.
Yeah.
What do you got to do, kid?
Yeah.
Why did you come back?
Right. And Johnny's like, well, I gotta go get ready for prom. I'm gonna be getting to dance with my sweetie. And Murray's like, no, you cannot leave the grounds. Nothing is out there that's worth going out for. Plus, something horrible will happen if you go out there.
Johnny's like, I'll be fine. And it just whistles pretty much as he walks out.
Yeah.
And Murray's still being ominous,
yeah.
but yet won't tell Johnny yeah. what happens.
Yeah. He's just like, yeah, he'll figure it out.
Johnny immediately goes back to his house.
Yeah.
Parents, not as shocked as you would think they are.
No.
So this is obviously something that happens in this world.
I don't, like, everybody's so freaking weird in this movie. Yeah, because
I like what they say, though.
Yeah, because they have, they're just like, well, you're dead. And he's like, no, I got better. And just like, well, here's the thing is, your mother and I, the coroner, and
the embalmer.
And the embalmer, we were all pretty much convinced that you were dead.
And yeah, that's when he does say I got better.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay. And then they're just kind of cool with it for the rest of the movie. They just completely accept the fact that their son is a zombie now.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, the next day, he's wanting to go to school, and all that they say is, maybe you shouldn't go to school. Maybe we should get you to a doctor.
Right. Yeah, it's so fucking weird. Johnny goes to school.
Even at school, like, nobody really, like, bats an eye. In fact, his teacher's like, why are you late?
Yeah, she's like, just because you died doesn't mean you can show up late to class.
So, yeah, I wish I could see another movie in this world.
Right.
Because I just want more adventures of zombies coming back
yeah.
to finish their final thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And everybody just kind of being cool with it. During lunch, Johnny and Ed are hanging out, and Johnny gets a little bit of that zombie hunger and almost bites Ed. And Ed's just like, whoa, man, like, you can't go around biting people. He's just like, oh, sorry, buddy. Didn't mean to be weird about that.
I mean, how else are you going to react?
Yeah.
You know?
And then Johnny just goes right back to his merry way of trying to go to prom with Missy. And he's just like,
yeah,
hey.
I guess I'm not really sure what happened. Because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, didn't she agree to go into prom? And then he's having to try to still convince her.
Well, she agreed to go to prom with him when he was dying.
Yeah.
Probably thinking that she wouldn't have to keep her promise.
True. Because she's still going with Buck. In fact, Buck and Chuck come up again, interrupting his wooing.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't know. I get a weird feeling from Buck and Chuck. Maybe Chuck might be into Buck. I don't know.
Maybe. Missy does, however, agree secretly to Johnny to go see a movie with him.
Okay.
All right. Getting to know each other a little better.
Yeah. So she's not convinced.
Yeah, they end up going on a movie date. They pick a zombie movie, which is probably a little on the awkward side.
It's kind of funny, honestly, and I would do the same damn thing if I was a zombie.
Well, okay, so that's an interesting question, though, is like, let's say...
Since this is a normal occurrence in this world, why are there zombie movies?
Yeah, you would think that those would be... Are zombie movies kind of like blaxploitation?
Oh my God, maybe.
Like...
That's pretty... Maybe it was a zombie director, like this was his final project.
That's so weird. Yeah, that's such a... Matthew McConaughey is in this movie.
Yes, he is.
Which is distracting.
Yeah. He's one of the people that sees them together.
Yeah.
And he's like...
I think he's going to tell Chuck.
Yeah, because he's like, that's Buck's girl, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, shit, cool. Nice to see him. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I mean, we were already... shocked to see
Philip Seymour Hoffman
Chuck.
Yes.
I mean, we didn't even mention that, but there's a lot of surprising appearances in this.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people that like either went on to be really big stars, or at the very least, like the cast is stacked with people that are incredibly familiar character actors.
Yeah, because Johnny's parents are both, they were in a lot of films at this time too.
And then Johnny's doctor is somebody that's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's a stacked cast.
Mm-hmm.
In the car after seeing the movie, they make out. This is moving fast.
It is.
Especially for, you know, a zombie, because they tend to shamble.
And it's not a fantasy.
No.
Because you think it's a fantasy, but no. It just ends up kind of getting gross, because as they're making out, his ear falls off.
Yeah.
So there's his other symptom of what's going wrong with being outside the graveyard is he's starting to fall apart.
Yep. Johnny goes to see his doctor, and his doctor confirms he's dead.
Yes.
Cool.
He's like, well, kid, you're dead.
Yeah. Yeah. The actor that plays the doctor, he is such an eccentric guy. Like the doctor is incredibly eccentric. And also, like, the other things I've seen him in, he kind of plays the same kind of character usually.
Yeah, that might be why they utilized him.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's so kooky, but for some reason it's believable.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's just something really wacky about him. And I wouldn't change it.
Yeah.
It fits perfectly in this film. He explains that since he's dead, that, you know, the decay is going to continue.
Duh.
The doctor ends up telling Johnny about Maggie, a lady in the neighborhood who actually has gone through a very similar thing. Mm-hmm. And that if he needs to learn more about being a zombie, it's best he talks to her since her husband was a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yep, it's one of the neighbors that we saw at the beginning of the film.
Played by Cloris Leachman.
Yes, yes.
Another big league person.
Yeah, so hey, if you want to see some celebrities.
That's right.
But yeah, he does go to her house, and she talks about how her husband had died and he came back. And the way to kind of stop the decay that they found was to eat human flesh.
Yeah, and she's very cool about it.
Yeah. And he's like, no way am I going to eat people.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, crazy. Come on, kid. It does give these zombies the power to live a little longer.
Yeah.
By consuming flesh.
It just buys you time. You're still ultimately going to keep decaying.
Yes.
It slows it. So while the movie kind of chugs along, we do get to every so often peek back into the doctor, because he's trying to create some sort of cure ultimately for zombieism, or at least a serum that can stop or slow down the process.
Well, he's also like ultimately trying to reverse the decay.
Yeah.
So pretty cool.
Yeah, nice.
Pretty cool. That night, Johnny is visited by Missy.
Yeah.
It's weird to see a girl go to a boy's window.
Yeah, that's nice.
So she's just telling him, oh, you're so cute, a little zombie. Don't worry about your ear falling off. It's okay.
However, he sneezes and his nose pops off.
Okay, folks, I got a case of the giggles, because the nose falling off is like my favorite scene in the movie. But it's another dream. It's another fantasy.
Yeah.
So that's why it was weird that Missy was coming to his window.
Johnny's doing some research about being a zombie at the school library. And while he's going through all these books, there's this girl that's sitting at the table next to him that he's like scooting closer to.
He's pretty much making the Looney Tunes face that they make when they're on the deserted island and they're imagining the other person as a big turkey leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how he's looking at this girl.
Yeah. And she's just like, back off, dead boy.
I'm just like, okay, why was she in his space anyway?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, there was a chair across the table that she could have been sitting in, not right next to him.
Yeah. He had the table full of books.
Like, so that's on her.
Yeah. Missy asks him, like, you know, what if other stuff falls off? And, you know, Chuck, I guess, defending the honor of Buck, starts to attack Johnny.
Yeah, yeah. Him and Missy are just having a good conversation. And, yeah, Chuck just suddenly shows up with an axe. And
yeah.
Tries to kill Johnny, because we don't need this zombie scum around.
That's right. As Chuck brings the axe up to do a powerful swing, he accidentally axes himself in the head. And Johnny takes this opportunity to go ahead and have himself a nibble.
Might as well. Might mm-hmm. as well. But unfortunately, Ed and Missy find him in the middle of this. So yeah, they had to witness their friend eating Chuck.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Kind of a bummer.
Yeah. Checking back in with the doctor at the lab. He has Chuck's body.
Yeah.
And is talking to it like it's, you know, like he's just seeing a normal patient.
Yeah. How did he end up with Chuck's body?
I don't know. I guess maybe he's the only doctor in town. He's also the mortician. I don't really understand this either.
I don't know, but
Big Chuck, Chuck's dad, comes in and the doctor is just basically cracking jokes about his dead son.
Yeah, and ultimately telling him, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah, these things happen. Yeah. Yeah.
Back at Johnny's house, his mom and dad are a little worried about him and have prepared him a meal.
Yes.
And by prepare him a meal, I mean they kidnapped a kid for him to eat on.
Yeah, there's a little boy sitting on the kitchen counter on a platter.
Yeah, with like the salad around him. And
yeah.
And he's just sitting, like, he's sitting there innocently.
Yeah. And he's like, no, you can't, I'm not eating a little boy. And while this is going on is when Big Chuck and his goons arrive because they want to, quote, talk to Johnny. But they're all holding rifles
and shit. Yeah, they all have big guns with them.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad are very nonchalant about this.
Yeah.
So Johnny goes in there to see what's going on. And as soon as they see him, they shoot him.
Yeah.
But he's fine because they didn't get him in the head. Thank goodness.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm already dead.
After Johnny gets shot, Mom comes out with a shotgun, pointing it at the men, going, get out of my house.
Yeah.
And then in this moment, the little kid walks out.
Yeah. And it's Chuck's kid. It's a little Chuck.
Yep. Chuck Sr. is already so mad about Chuck Jr.
Yeah.
And now Chuck Jr. comes out.
That's right. Because
it's also another Chuck.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, things don't look too good for Johnny.
No, but the mom does convince them to leave. And so they take off. Johnny's in his room and we see that he actually has the gift that he was going to give Missy when they were little kids. That's
aww,
sweet.
He is even still wrapped up mm-hmm. and everything. So cute.
Yeah. He goes to the salon where Missy is at and he explains himself. And just like, you know, I'm sorry about everything. And here, and he gives her the locket
mm-hmm.
That he wanted to give her when they were little. And she's just like, wow, this is really sweet. It is sweet.
It is very sweet because it's even like pictures of them when they were children.
It's yeah.
So cute.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this cute moment is interrupted by Big Chuck and a mob of people wanting to do a zombie burning. Missy's dad, who's I think the sheriff of the town, he pulls up and he stops all the commotions. Like, you guys can't be, you know, burning zombies in town and stuff. He actually comes to his defense, which is a little surprising. Missy's dad takes Johnny and Missy back to Johnny's house to meet the parents. And it's as usual, a very awkward dinner. Something that was kind of neat about this scene is very early on, and this is a continuity thing that you don't see often in especially these kinds of films,
mm-hmm.
is very early on you see Johnny's mom like fiddling with stuff in the kitchen.
Oh yeah.
And then now it's dinner time
and it's the stuff.
That's the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Love it when movies do that, when they're able to pull that off.
Yeah.
And if you're paying attention, it's a nice little like, oh, cool. They remembered that.
Has nothing to do with the plot or whatever,
no.
But it's just nice to see.
It is nice to see.
It makes it real.
One thing, though, that she forgot to get to the table was the butter. They need it for the rolls.
That's great. Yeah.
Go get it, Johnny.
Yeah.
I'll help you go get the butter, in fact.
Yeah.
He opens the refrigerator, and there's a man in there.
Yeah, yeah, there's a freaking dead man just hanging out in the fridge.
Mom comes in going, you can take a quick bite.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay. I got it for you to eat.
Yeah. It's so funny because he's freaking out about it and goes back to the table and is trying to act like nothing's wrong. And, like, their dog is dragging the body across the floor. It's so silly.
It is very cartoonish and just, like, why I love this movie. It's so many funny scenes like that. But it begs to question, if this is such a normal occurrence in this world, why is it such a big secret that zombies live a little bit longer with human flesh? And why is there not, like, a voluntary meat thing going on?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, organ donors and stuff.
Organ donors. Like,
I don't know.
This world needs some zombie rights, if you ask me.
That's right. Yeah. Missy's dad ends up offering to Johnny and his parents the opportunity to skip town before things get out of hand. He's just like, hey, you know, listen, you're a zombie. You kind of need to get out of here. And it's just like, oh, that's kind of shitty. And
he definitely doesn't want Johnny to be taking Missy to prom.
Yeah. Yeah.
My daughter ain't going to be seen with a zombie.
That's right.
Ew.
Yeah. He ends up punching Johnny. And this leads to another bizarre dream sequence.
Yeah. Doesn't it also, like, make the cartoon, like...
Yes.
Wee, 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 sounds when he...
it's very cartoonish.
Gets knocked out. Yeah. Love it.
In the dream sequence, Johnny ends up eating Big Chuck, who the entire time is criticizing him.
Even when he's down to the skeleton and just his head.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, is that all you got?
Yeah. And it's really funny because, like, Johnny is, like, cartoonishly stuffed
from
eating all of Big Chuck. Missy then it takes the place of Big Chuck and is offering herself for him, and she's like, don't you want to eat me? And he's just like, no. And she's like, oh, come on, you know. It's just like offering her body and not in a sexy way,
no,
but in a, you know, you gotta eat, boy.
Yeah, this is obviously Johnny's subconscious getting to him, mm-hmm. because he doesn't want to get too close to Missy in case he does bite her. But at the same time, it's Missy.
That's right. Once the dream sequence is over and such, we then see Missy in her bedroom sulking, and mm-hmm. her dad comes in and is just like, you gotta get ready for the prom, you know, Buck's gonna be here any minute. She's like, I don't want to go with Buck, I want to go with Johnny. He's like, you will not, I forbid you to go with Johnny, you know.
And she's like, well, I'm not going to prom. And he's like, yes the hell you are.
Yeah, yeah, he's forcing her to go to prom.
I've never seen a dad so adamant about prom.
Yeah, yeah, usually it's the other way around.
Yeah, usually it'd be, oh, you don't want to go to prom, hooray.
Yeah.
After her dad leaves, Johnny is at her window now. Mm-hmm. And it gets a little steamy here, because mm-hmm. immediately they're kind of making out.
Yeah.
But gets a little too rough, and he ends up biting her lip.
Yeah. And she's just like, I'm cool with that. You can bite me.
And he runs away.
Yeah. He's like, oh, no. Back at the lab, the doctor has not only found that cure for zombieism, but in fact has found a way to do a reversal of aging as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And how we learn this is he injects a chicken with the serum, puts the chicken in this like chamber, and when the chicken comes out, it's a little baby chick.
Mm-hmm. So his nurse assistant is like, oh my gosh, you found the fountain of youth. We're going to be rich.
Yeah. And he's like, well, but I got to heal Johnny. And she's just like, well, how about this for an idea? What if you don't heal Johnny and you actually just take Johnny and just chop him up and use his bits to make more serum? So mm-hmm. then we can, you know, be rich forever. And he's just like, oh, well, yeah, that's a good idea.
So Johnny's still having the dilemma of he's turning more and more into a ravenous zombie.
Yeah.
He's decaying. But Ed's got a great idea for him. Why not just eat Buck?
Yeah.
That would solve two problems.
That's right.
First of all, Missy wouldn't have her date to prom. And then second of all, you'll live a little longer.
That's right.
And of course, Johnny's like, no, like, this is crazy. Why does everybody want me to eat another person?
Yeah, yeah. He's the only one that doesn't want to do this.
They kind of watch from the distance as Missy and Buck do end up leaving for prom together.
Yeah.
Aw, poor Johnny.
Yeah. Johnny just tells Ed that, you know, he's got to leave and stuff. And while this happens, Doctor pops up and just like, hey, Johnny, got that cure. Come on.
Yeah, it does seem like this moment is so, like, matter of fact, yeah. Like, bum-bum-bum.
Yeah.
Like, the rhythm of this scene is a little odd, but, you know, ultimately we get Johnny back to the doctor's office.
Mm-hmm. Johnny's strapped down to the table, and the doctor is prepping his tools of the trade, and Johnny's just like, oh, man, I'm so excited that you made that serum. You know, I can't wait for you to cure me. And the doctor's just like, cure you? Oh, no. Like, I'm going to use you to make more serum because you're basically my cash cow now.
Yep. And honestly, I only need about 40 pounds of your flesh, but, you know, we'll work with what we got.
That's right. While this is happening, Eddie ends up getting Missy to go save Johnny from the doctor. The doctor keeps getting interrupted by...
There's like a mob outside, right? That keeps interrupting him. Like,
Yeah, because it's Big Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
It's Big Chuck and the mob are outside yelling for Johnny. And the doctor's just like, oh, no, there's no zombies in here.
Yeah, he keeps yelling out the window at them. You know, stay away. There's no zombies.
Mm-hmm.
He finally goes down to talk to them and get them to go away. Meanwhile, Ed and Missy get to the office and help Johnny out. Johnny escapes down the fire escape as Missy and Ed kind of stay back to be a distraction for when they finally make it back up. But part of the mob sees him.
Yeah.
Chases him down.
Yep. They all chase him to the cemetery.
Oh, the cemetery where Murray is. Yeah. What was that thing you wanted to bring up about Murray, James?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
So, I did remember.
Yay.
Folks.
This is the first, I think it's the first episode that I've ever have said something early on that I want to talk about later on and actually follow up on that.
Yes.
And I'm so happy because the entire time I thought that it was going to be revealed that Murray was the neighbor's husband. That's why he knows what he knows, is because instead of trying to live out in the world as a hated zombie,
he'd rather be a gravekeeper.
Yeah, because also, if you're a zombie in a graveyard, you have all that fresh meat just hanging around.
Oh.
If you're the person burying the bodies, you have access to the bodies.
Now, that's a cool theory.
It's,
I like that.
Yeah, it's the perfect crime. But yeah, so that's all I had.
I know that that's not necessarily true, but I want to headcanon it as being true that he kind of just disappeared one day.
Yeah. Or I think that she would know.
She knows?
Yeah, and I
she knows.
I was expecting her to show up during this big, you know, mob at the cemetery scene.
Yeah. Maybe being like, don't hurt him, thinking that they're after Murray.
Yeah, or at the very least, getting on to Murray for not explaining
to Johnny
the rules.
Like, well, you know what? In the remake that we're going to do for Podcast Magoria Productions.
There we go.
We'll have that happen.
Yeah. So anywho, the mob and everybody catches up with Johnny at his gravesite, and it's this big showdown, and ultimately, it just kind of comes down to explaining that what's so wrong with a boy loving a girl so much that he came back from the dead to take her to prom. If you think about it, that's not a monster. That's just really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And that sways the crowd very quick.
Yeah, they end up going, you know what? You're right. That is really sweet. They end up trusting him.
Yeah.
Very quickly. But Johnny is not looking good.
No. Like, it's for a zombie, that's saying something.
Yeah, it's obvious that the decay is really getting to him. It's rapidly happening now.
Yeah.
They do make it to prom. Like, she's propping him up. They get to have their dance, and ultimately, he passes again.
Yeah.
He collapses and passes out.
This is where the movie, and this is weird to say, this is where the movie goes really weird.
Yes.
Because now he's basically in heaven, more or less the pearly gates, talking to St. Peter.
Yeah, and St. Peter's like, oh, well, see, all that happened because you were actually supposed to die.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but yeah, that wasn't your moment, kid. Yeah. In fact, you should just go back.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
back right now.
Yeah, because like...
I'll take you to the moment where it happened. Yeah. You'll be fine.
So then we're back at the beginning of the movie. Everything plays out the same way where the armed robber comes in, shoots Johnny. Johnny's dying again and, you know, confesses his love to Missy.
Uh-huh.
However, he's not dying because the bullet hit the locket.
Yeah. What we had failed to mention was as Johnny was dying on the prom floor, Missy puts the locket on him.
Oh,
In a final, I love you. I'm sorry to see you go. I really appreciate this locket. Here you go.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. I would have maybe kept the locket.
I would have kept the locket to remember him by.
But then it wouldn't have been a good plot device for this ending of the movie.
Which I'm going to say is not a good plot device for the ending of this movie.
It is a little clunky. I agree.
Yeah, like it's...
But I don't know. It's funny how it does work out that the locket is ultimately what kept him from having the big zombie adventure.
Yeah, everything works out. They end up going to the prom together. Personally, I think that Johnny looks better as a zombie.
I do think he's a little cuter with the gray skin.
Yeah, I don't think they, like, whenever they show up to prom and stuff, I'm like,
oh.
That's what you were going to look like if you were a living boy?
Aw. Huh.
Go back to being a zombie.
Yeah, I don't know. He's just so cute as a zombie.
Yeah.
He doesn't even, change his personality or, his acting style or anything. Yeah. He's just cute with a gray tint.
Yeah, that's right. So, verdict, this movie's charming as hell.
It is such a just fun, classic, charming, funny movie. So many scenes that make me guffaw.
Ah, yes. Yeah, it's just a lot of, kind of you shaking your hands and going, what in the world? Because there's just a lot of really batshit crazy moments. And again, it's the line delivery of all the actors.
Mm-hmm. And just how so nonchalant everybody is.
Yeah, it's just incredibly funny. And like I said, there's just so many people in it that are really just... They're super talented, went on to bigger things.
Yeah. We wouldn't really see another zombie movie like this until Warm Bodies.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
So, yeah, I want more zombie love films.
I agree. Yeah, I would like to see more of that.
Because I love Warm Bodies because it's cute, and mm-hmm. I love this movie because it's cute.
Yeah.
Why is it zombie romance is adorable?
I don't know. It's such a weird thing. This movie is not that easy to come by.
You pretty much have to,
it's not. I also don't ever see anybody talk about it. It's kind of sad that this kind of fell off to the side, and it's not obscure by any means, but it's not popular.
It is another one of those movies though that I would recommend for a spooky Halloween party for kids.
Yeah, yeah, or at least youths.
Youths,
as a whole.
Yeah.
It's relatively harmless. There's not much in
pretty clean.
Yeah, there's not too much in bad language. There's not too much in, there's not really any sexual content.
Not a lot of, there's, of course, a couple of scenes with kind of gory elements, but not, full-on gore, blood and stuff.
No, it's very cartoonish.
Yeah.
And so I would say if it was just a little bit cleaner, it would be Disney Channel movie levels. Like I could imagine this being on the Disney Channel. Definitely check it out however
100%,
you can.
Yeah. Love this film. Check it out for sure.
All right. That brings us to the end of this episode of Podcastmagoria's Halloween A to Z. Our next episode is our N episode. N for Night of the Creeps.
Uh-huh.
Oh, another zombie prom movie.
Yeah.
There we go.
Prom?
Well, dance.
Dance.
Dance, yes, because they're all in college.
The college kids now. We've graduated.
That's right.
We're in high school right now. Now we're going to go to college.
Yeah, it's practically a sequel. So see how we feel about that next time. Until next time, if you have a burning love for somebody that just won't quit, and even death won't keep you away from them, don't wait. Don't fart around. Confess that love. Take that sweetheart to a dance. And as you're slowly swaying to the high school band performing an awful cover of some smoochy little love song. Be sure you do something very important. That is, you must stay spooky.
Blah, blah, blah.
Bye. You've been listening to Podcast Megoria, hosted by Autumn Campbell and James Davis. Theme by James Davis. Like what you heard? Be sure to follow us wherever you get podcasts. Be sure to check out our social media and TikTok for additional content and spooky previews for future projects. And as always, stay spooky. Hee hee hee.